Hello? Hi there, it's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. Is it possible if I am speaking with Shona Halliday?
Yeah, Shona speaking.
Hiya, darling. So my job today is just to make sure that we take your details down correctly, I explain the procedure to you so you're aware of the ins and outs of everything, and then that way we can go ahead and locate your files for you. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, okay.
So, first things first, we have a Shona Halliday. Can I ask you, was that the name that you had while she was within the care system?
Yes.
Perfect. And we've got this mobile number down for you. Is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And we've got an email address that you provided us with as shivehalliday611@outlook.com.
Yes.
Brilliant. So before we go any further, I just want to explain to you, it's not the case of us clutching at straws or going to have you face these people in court and things like that. We don't require that because we don't expect you to pull the evidence out of anywhere, and especially with it being so long ago.
Uh-huh.
What we do is we take a statement from you and we locate and contact all local authorities. And once we've located and located all of your information and all of your files, it's our job then to use your statement in regards to getting the value of your claim. So we're not clutching at straws here hoping to have you refunded. Once we do locate them files and we do go off your statement, that will come to terms of an evaluation. Now, it will be wrong for me to give you a direct value right now. As you know, each case is individually different. But what we can tell you is the average at around 48,000, just so we can give you something to look forward to. Is that okay with you, Mrs. Halliday?
Okay.
Now, in regards to yourself, could I please just ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
It's EH22. 2EG,
yep.
Echo Golf.
And the door number?
16.
Perfect. And your date of birth there, please, Shona?
6/11/1975.
And can I ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
No.
No, perfect, not a problem. And do you know how old you was when you were placed within the care system?
14.
14 years, not a problem. And is it something that you're aware of? Do you understand why you were placed into care, or is that not something you know?
I was getting into a lot of trouble at the time, and I think my mum had enough kind of thing, and I ended up in a home.
No problems, the behaviour issues.
Sorry?
Honest, sorry, so possibly behaviour issues as far as you're aware?
Yeah.
And do you know what area you grew up in before you were placed into care?
Do I know?
The area you grew up in before you... The area?
Oh, yeah, Dalkeith.
Edinburgh?
Dalkeith. Midlothian, yeah.
Perfect. Not a problem there. And was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have siblings placed into care at the same time?
Just myself.
Just yourself, no problem. And could I please ask you for parents' names? Mum or Dad, if you remember.
Sorry, what was that again?
Sorry, your parents' names, Mum's name or Dad's name?
Margaret Halliday.
Perfect. And at 14 years old, do you know what place you were sent to? Do you know the name of the... Can I ask you to confirm that with me, please?
It was Howden Hall.
Howden Hall. And what area?
That's in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Now, if I am correct, I think it's, I have had a conversation with a few people regarding the same area, sorry, the same place, if I am correct. Was that the only place where you were positioned, or did they leave you here for a while and then take you somewhere else?
I was in there first, and then I was back home, and then I was put into care again, and I was at a place called Crookin, and that's in Balerno.
Billy Emerald.
Balerno.
No problem. And that's Crookin. Was that was that a residential school or was that a care home?
That was a care home.
No problem. And how long was you in Howden Hall for briefly, if you do remember?
I'm not too sure.
No problem. Do Do you know how old you was when you went into cruising care home?
Yeah, I think I turned 15 whilst I was in there. 15.
And was you in there till you were 16, or was you only in there for a few weeks?
I was in there maybe a few months, I think. A
few months? No problem.
And I think the housing hall, it was either 4 to 6 months.
4 to 6 months, no problem. Thank you for that information. Just so we know quite kind of roughly what kind of time frame to locate them for, and then that way we don't prevent any delays on your case. Now, in regards to yourself, with this claim ongoing, the only thing we kind of require from yourself is a beneficiary. So basically, I understand that you are a healthy person, but if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing, is there anybody within your family or your circle that you would be happy for this payment to go to on your behalf?
My son.
Son, no problem. Can I ask for his name, please, darling?
Mark Costello.
Mark Costello. And do you know his mobile number at all?
Not right at the moment, but I could get it.
No problem. Provide it with me at a later date. That's not an issue. Now, what we require from yourself is we do require a picture of your driver's licence. Not just driver's licence, could be anything, any ID. So that could be anything.
Uh-huh.
Driver's licence, passport, provisional, even a bus pass if you've got that. And we do require a letter as well. It can be any letter. It just needs to be dated to yourself within the last 3 months. Now, just having a look here in regards to yourself, what I am going to do for you is I just need to make you aware is that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes. And that's where anything up to £2,000 is provided by the government for legal advice. Now, you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you have chosen us, it would be under a private agreement of no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you would not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, then the maximum fee the solicitors will deduct is 16% plus VAT, which would be a maximum of 20% altogether, which is 20. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do for you is, do you have WhatsApp or anything like that at all, darling?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so I am going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp just so you have got direct contact for me over the next few weeks with the case ongoing. So if there's any questions, or if you want to know where your claim is up to, or if you feel like there's certain things that you've not mentioned to me and you forgot to mention it, you've got me there at all times for any updates, and then you've got all your solicitor's details in one place as well.
Okay.
Would you possibly be able to get a picture of your driver's licence and a proof of address for me and send it over whilst you are on a call with me, darling? I've just sent you a message over so you've got somewhere to send that to.
Okay.
Whilst you're doing that, I'm going to get your document sent over for you.
Okay.
And just to confirm, you did say earlier, darling, your date of birth is the 6th of the 11th, 75, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. Now, the legal thing you are, will give you a call a week or two before you're paid anyway regarding your chat procedure. So if you have any questions or anything, or if you want to change the address in regards to where the chat will be, then therefore you can always change that with at a later date. But I've got your current address, which you've just confirmed to me down for now. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll give you a number by his name in the race one. Yeah. S-T-I-C-T.
Right, I've sent the driving license and a recent letter.
Let me just double check that they're correct for you, Dani. Just perfect. That's amazing. Fantastic. And you should have just had a link that's been sent over to your mobile number, Dani. It would have come through to your mobile and it would have come through to your email. If you could just click on that for me.
Yeah, I've got it.
Perfect. So once you click on that, it should then take you to a button that will say proceed to document.
Uh-huh.
And it should then say agree and accept or accept and reply, I think that is.
Yeah.
Perfect. And once you've pressed that, it should then take you to a box saying signature.
Uh-huh.
So if you click on that signature box for me, it will give you 3 automatic signatures. Of course, they won't look like your original signature, so don't worry about that. We do know it's come from yourself and it's been on a recorded line.
Uh-huh.
If you could click one of those signatures for me, there should be a little tick box underneath it that says, I acknowledge, and
uh-huh.
then there should be a button next to that saying, okay.
Okay, done that.
Let me just see. It should now say you're all set. Let me just refresh it and see what's in that for you. Is there a button in the top corner that says finish at all?
Yeah.
Perfect. If you could press finish for me, please, darling.
Okay, it's done that.
And let me make sure that's come back through. Brilliant, that's fantastic. So all I need from yourself now is just a brief statement to have an understanding of what you've had to deal with within these care homes. Now again, I'm here to go do it as you please. My job is to work around you, and of course we are here to get you the justice that you deserve. What I can say to everybody is nobody will ever take away what you have had to deal with whatsoever, but it is the only way they can get justice for you. We will make sure we go full steam ahead and get exactly what you are entitled to, because this is something now for you to enjoy your life. Holiday, even if it's just to sit in the bank, it's something that you know, it's some reassurance that you can now live happily and do something to enjoy yourself. Now, could I please ask you, in regards to Howden Hall, what was your memory of this place, darling, and what is it that you feel like you are happy to confide in me and explain to me?
With Howden Hall, I had actually ran away from there on a couple of occasions, and I think the one of the occasions I was taken back with the police, and I was very drunk, and I'm aware that I was stripped and put into a shower and then put into night clothes and put to my bed by a female and a male staff member of staff. And it's really, I don't know if this counts for anything, but I was obviously 14 at the time, and I just feel like I shouldn't have been stripped and put into a shower.
No, it's not acceptable whatsoever. It's
Right. I wasn't sure if that was okay at
most
the time.
No.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry that you did have to deal with that as well, because like I say, when I speak to people, it's not just the places that failed you, it's the police and things like that as well. Even they should have known you being so young and being caught drunk and things and being brought home. They should have known that that shouldn't have been a case where you should have been able to get your hands on that or been in that situation. So therefore, I do apologise that you have been in this situation, because of course you have been failed. When you was at Howden Hall, how was the staff with you? Was the boisterous in the way they spoke? Did they shout and scream at you or anything at any time?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. Did they ever, was the punishment there? Did they ever hit you in any way, shape or form here?
No.
Do you feel like you was always provided food and things at Howden Hall?
Yeah, I would say so.
Perfect. And was you ever locked in your room? What was the punishment here?
No, I wasn't. Not locked in.
No problem there. Would there be any punishments here, or would you see the staff being nasty to any other children at all?
I think you got your pocket money taken off you if you were broke any of the rules. Yeah.
No problem. And did you ever feel like you were picked on by any of the other children here or anything like that at all?
Yeah, there was a bit of tension.
Not a problem here. I do need to ask the question, did you ever get any name calling or anything off any of the other staff or any of the other children? And did you ever feel like you were ever sexually assaulted that you actually can recall?
From the other children, I was threatened that I was going to like receive a battering that night when I was in my bed.
It's mostly like a mental thing here. You was left with your own thoughts, and of course, you didn't really have anyone to stop that or give you reassurance that these things wouldn't happen the next day.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Can I ask you then, when you moved on to Cruton Care Home, what was it like
Did
within
here? I don't know if this applies to anything, but one of the residents that was there actually did set a room on fire. And I was next door to her, which was obviously quite frightening in itself.
Yeah. Most definitely, of course, and obviously where the children was with you as well. It's not a scary, it's a scary place to be. Do you feel like any of the staff ever sat down and explained to you that everything will be okay, or do you feel like they just left everyone to it?
No, the night that I was being threatened that a certain girl was going to come in my room and batter me, I actually kind of freaked out a wee bit, and I had ran to the kitchen to get a knife to protect myself. And then I think after that someone did sit outside my room.
Even then, the staff should have obviously made sure that everything was okay, give you the reassurance that nothing's going to happen, and actually explain to you that, that knives aren't the way forward, really. But of course, you're in protection mode, and of course, you're in fight or flight, which anybody would be within that situation. Can I please ask you here? Did they ever stop any weekend visits with your family or anything like that?
Actually, I was on a weekend visit with my family at the time, and I stayed at my friend's house, and the police come and lifted me and said that I should have been returned back to the home on, say, the Saturday morning. But as far as I was aware, I had the whole weekend. Like, this had started happening, so it was just the same as any other weekend, but there must have been like a mix-up in the communication or something, because the police actually took me from my friend's house and took me back to the home, and then it was never really explained to me why the police had come and got me, or because as far as I was aware, I should have been the whole weekend.
And only that, it's like a bit of a break to you as well. Bit of reality, you can forget about everything that's ongoing at home.
I just being like completely embarrassed that the police had turned up to my friend's parents' house. You know, looking for me when I didn't think there was a problem that I was here.
Can I ask you, you then returned home after a certain amount of time of being here, and then you got placed into Cruton Care Home. Can I ask you, what was it like at Cruton? Did any of the staff here ever settle you in or explain to you what was going on at all?
Not really, no. And there was one member of staff who was pretty brutal, the way that she spoke to you. She used to, threaten you. I can actually remember it. If you fart, cough, or sneeze the wrong way, I'll be doing you like a funny bit. And this was a kind of what odd to you.
And did she ever prod at you or push you or anything like that, or pull your hair or anything?
No, she never. But I did end up in the police cell one day because we had been taken to a shopping centre, and one of the girls that was in the home had started shoplifting and asked the rest of us, did we want anything? And I think I had said, yeah, get me a pair of earrings or whatever. And when she actually got caught by that member of staff, but she told that member of staff that it was me that told her to do it. So I was then put in a cell in Balerno Police Station, and nobody would listen to me that it actually wasn't me. The girl was doing it off her own back. I hadn't threatened her at all. I can't remember how long I was in the police cell for, but they kept me there. That was like what they would do if you hadn't been behaving or whatever. They would get the police to put you into a cell for an hour or so or whatever it was. But I come away with it for there, like with a warning to the police, and I hadn't done that in some place.
And only that the children blaming it on you again is not acceptable. Of course, you wasn't the one that was actually gone and done that. That's not acceptable. And of course, being back then, children will be children, but they need to understand that children are children and they are not going to accept it or blame it. They're just going to put the blame onto everybody else. And
yeah,
unfortunately, that's what's happened in this situation, and you've had to take the fall for it. Can
and
I ask you, was food always an option within this place?
Yeah, yeah. And that same member of staff who was quite brutal the way she spoke to you, she warned me that night about that I was going to end up in prison and different things like that because of my behaviour and stuff like that.
Can I ask you, when they addressed you and things like that within this place, did they ever call you nasty names or anything, the staff members?
Just like,
or,
they wouldn't use your name as such, it just, like, she would say, like, lady or Mrs. or, you know. I'm sure she did use bitch, if I remember right. Because I remember I had just turned 15 and her saying to me, you're going to end up in prison. Stupid bitch.
Did they allow any of the other children to pick at you while you was in this care home? Or break any of your property or anything like that, or steal from you?
Oh, I think the stealing was going on, definitely. And I did share a room with a girl who one night, like, was coming over to my bed like she was going to attack me, and I had to, like, kick her to get her away from me. As far as I remember, one of the girls, I'm sure, who was 14, was meant to be pregnant, considering one of the boys from that was in the home.
I think I know who you're on about. I've had a person who was within the same care home that was impregnated while she was within that care home.
Wow.
And I feel like this most likely will be the same person maybe that we are talking about. If not, again, it will possibly help her case and it'll help your case that you are talking around.
Actually,
the same time frame.
I've just remembered someone else, one of the other boys that was in the home at the time. He did enter my room, and I'll have to watch because my son's coming to school. He got his penis out, and I was lying in my bed, and he was like, he sort of put it in front of me and asked me to give him a blowjob, and I was like, get out of here, get out of my room and what have you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. God, I'd forgotten about that, Terry.
And can I ask you, did you ever get restrained off any of the staff or anything? Did they ever restrain you where they held your arms behind your back or sat on you or anything or in any uncomfortable situations, darling?
No, no, I didn't. I did not see other kids getting that done to them, though. And I'm aware now as an adult that I think the boy was autistic. And I think he was having a bit of a meltdown and they were, they basically got him down on the floor, pinned him down and sat on top of him.
And obviously just speaking to you now, I understand it's something that you put to the back of your mind for as long as you possibly can, but of course it is a struggle for you to still go into that topic of conversation. Even though you are being confident enough to let me have an understanding of what you've had to deal with, I understand it is hard for you to actually build up the courage to say that. Now, could I just ask you, over the years, how has this impacted you? Have you struggled to build relationships or trust in people? Do you feel like it's made you an anxious person?
Yeah, I would say so. I've been on antidepressants since I was 18.
Sorry to hear that. Now, I can reassure you, I'm going to go full steam ahead now. I'm going to make sure that I get your case submitted off for you right away. That will be sent off as the moment this conversation goes down. I'll get your case onto the portal. Now, you probably hear off me within the next 2 weeks. It could be within the next 2 days. As soon as I get a response to the next stage of your case from Scottish Redress, I will be in contact and will let you know each and every step of the way. The legal team will go steam ahead, and what they'll do is they'll basically put it on the redress portal as soon as they get your application number and things like that. That gives them access then to take it into stages 1 and 3, where they'll contact the local authorities, and all we need to do is prove that you was within these places. Everything else is based upon your statement, so do not worry. That's our job then, to fight your case and make sure we get you the justice that you deserve. Now, there's no cap on the actual amount you will receive back. We can only give you an average of 48,000, so you have something to obviously have an understanding of, but you could be looking at triple that. You could be looking at half of that. So that is just something that we can give you, obviously, an understanding of. Now, if there's anything you need from me over the next few weeks, do not hesitate to bob me a message over on WhatsApp. And as soon as I contact you, if you're not available, I will drop you a message to ask you when would be the best time to contact you. But you've got me there at any time, even if you just need to have a quick conversation and get some things off your chest. Do not hesitate to bob me a message over, and I'll make sure that I do my very, very best to give you a call as soon as I possibly can, darling, okay?
Okay, okay.
I'm just asking for your local GP surgery, okay, please.
Sorry?
Can I ask you for your doctor's surgery, please? You can imagine your questions. I'm just trying to make sure we haven't flashed out, which will strengthen your case again.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there. I didn't catch
that. Can I ask you for your GP surgery, please? The name of your GP surgery.
Oh, sorry, yeah, it's Dalkeith Medical Centre.
Medical Centre. And one last thing is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you, so if anybody calls you when you are unsure on who you're dealing with, all you need to say to them is, what is my password? Now,
okay.
What word would be memorable to you that you'd be happy for us to use as a password for you today, darling?
We could do Costello, my boy's second name.
Costello? Perfect,
Costello,
not a problem.
Yeah.
So we've got a password on Costello. If there's anything you need from me, you give me a call and I'll be the first to contact you with your next updates, darling. I do appreciate your time and I will make sure that we do our very, very best to get you the maximum amount that we possibly can. All right, Shona.
Okay, thank you for phoning.
Thank you so much for your time today and I'll speak with you soon, darling.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.